Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spending a few minutes now with Delaware head football coach Danny Rocco, his squad waist deep in spring workouts as they get ready for the annual blue-white spring game, which will be on April 21st. And coach, with so many spring workouts in the books, how have things gone for the group so far?
Well, I think we're off to a good start. We making a lot of progress. I thought our players had a lot of recall from last year. So we were able to get off to a fast start. Last year at this time, we were really just introducing our philosophies and our schemes in our playbook. And we had a lot of recall from last year, a lot of returning players. So I felt like we got off to a really fast start. They understand the expectation. And at this stage, you know, with 10 practices done, we've gotten in a real good percentage of our installation.
At quarterback, you had J.P. Caruso playing well. I know he had some shoulder surgery in the offseason. What's that? What's his status, and how has the quarterback position evolved here this spring?
Well, J.P. is taking reps out there. Before the spring break, he was very limited, really just handing the ball off, not really making any throws other than in warm-up and kind of routes versus air. But since we've gotten back from spring break, he's been upgraded, and he's throwing a little more regularly during practice. We're just cutting back on the number of throws that he gets. And then I think Darius Wade has made a lot of improvement here most recently. I think he's starting to come into his own here a little bit and understanding the offense, the reads within the offense, kind of gaining confidence in the system and in our players. So I anticipate, you know, going into August camp with two very capable veteran quarterbacks and then allowing the competition to continue to play out there early on in camp.
What was your biggest question as far as the roster coming into the spring, and have you started to get the answer to that question?
Yeah, I think that the biggest decision that we had to make was we had to get our roster back in balance. I had been on the record saying a couple of times that, you know, we've got a good roster, we got good depth, we got a lot of numbers, but our roster was extraordinarily skewed with offensive personnel. We had 60 players on offense and like 42, 44 on defense, and it's just kind of how we inherited it. We had a lot of good talent, but as far as the position breakdowns and the balance of those positions, our roster was very much out of whack. So we've made some decisions in terms of moving some guys over from offense to defense, obviously guys that have played defense in the past. And then we've also been able to recruit a little more significantly heavily here in this cycle to our defense. So we got the numbers balanced out, and I know that might sound a little bit trivial, but it's extraordinarily important when you continue to build the foundation of your program. And then I think more specifically within that, we lost four senior defensive linemen. I think that it's important that we be able to go out there this spring and kind of develop our depth and identify or re-identify who some of these guys are. So I've been really pleased with that. Coach Bielan's doing a really good job with our defensive line. We've been able to move some guys around to create some depth in there and some options. And then we also had brought in a couple of guys at the mid-year that are going to help us right away in that defensive line.
I know last year Joe Walker really evolved into quite a playmaker at so many different positions. Do you anticipate that going forward, or would you like to see him settle in at one place?
Well, we're really spending this spring with him at receiver, and I recognize that Joe can return punts, return kickoffs, be a threat as a perimeter receiver, do things with screens and reverses and things like that. So we certainly are going to want to get him the ball. And we will incorporate, you know, I guess most people still use the word wildcat as a thought, you know, in terms of a package for an athletic player to put at quarterback. And we will incorporate some of that. But to this point in the spring, we really haven't done any of that. Just really training Joe at wide receiver, making sure he's getting an understanding of the routes, the alignments, the adjustments to the coverages, the adjustments that need to be made, and then just gaining confidence in all of that. But he's certainly having a really, really, really good spring and like what we see. And we're starting to get some consistency here in throwing it and catching it. And Jamie Jarman's out for the spring. You know, so he hasn't been back there, but Vinny Papale's having a really strong spring. Joe Walker's having a really strong spring. And then Gene Coleman's really coming on. Thyrick Pitts is coming on. So I feel good about the options we'll have out there with Joe being in that mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.